you're laying in your grave.
We're on the line with Denver pianist Eric Gunnison, who actually played on several recordings. I mean, for years, Eric, you were on the team Carmen McRae, is that right?
That's correct. I was with her basically the last probably 5.5 years of her performing career. I joined in 1986.
Talk about finishing strong. We are celebrating Carmen McRae's 100th anniversary this week. How did you meet Carmen McRae?
Well, I met her through her soon-to-be manager, who I had worked for on several occasions with other artists like Nat Adderley and Benny Carter. And he knew that she was looking for a pianist, and he just called me and said, "Hey, do you want to fly out to L.A. and audition?" And so I did. And basically, the audition was I just went up to her house, and she said, "Play me a couple of tunes on the piano." I played one tune, and I started the second tune. She joined in and sang a bit. And then she said, "Okay, great. I'll see you in New York in 2 weeks."
That has got to be the most nerve-wracking thing. You're how old playing for Carmen McRae?
I was 30 years old, I think, at that point. Yeah, it was, you know, it was kind of, you're playing, you know, just in Carmen McRae's living room, and she's right there, you know, and it was a little unnerving, but I...
Yeah, you're a seasoned player at 30. No worries at all.
Hey, yeah, I had already played a fair amount, you know, but being with a name, famous, one of the greatest jazz singers of all time, you know, was a whole different bag. So,
this week I learned on Stories of Standards how passionate Carmen McRae was about the lyric and about the story, maybe even over the melody. What did you hear when you heard her sing, when you were so close to her?
Oh, definitely, you know, she brought out the lyric in a way that very few singers do. She brought out the story of the lyric. Oftentimes it was the way she would treat the words, enunciate them.
Carmen McRae was a pianist as well. As we were discussing earlier, how did that affect the way she approached a song? Because it's always, it seems that interplay, you're in the spaces and then the singer's in the spaces. You're just working the spaces creatively.
You know, she used to do two tunes at the end of every set that we did, just herself at the piano. And when she played solo, it was kind of, you know, very monkish, very much a Thelonious Monk influence. But she also had the perfect timing for her voicings. So I basically learned how to accompany a singer by listening to Carmen accompany herself at the end of the set every night. Do two tunes by herself. She also had a great awareness, of course, of harmony and the possibilities of different note choices on different chords. Oftentimes she would surprise you with a note choice and you go, "Wow, that's great. That's really hip."
We're with Eric Gunnison, who played on many, many Carmen McRae recordings, especially toward the end of her career. And we can connect with you, Eric, via your Facebook page.
That's right.
When the pandemic lifts and we can see each other again, we look forward to seeing you in person, my friend.
Looking forward to that time. I think we all are.
Eric Gunnison, and we're celebrating Carmen McRae all this week on Stories of Standards.